All right. Here's the highlight for me. Jeff and Don have joined me. Where are you, Jeff?
I'm in New York City.
And Don?
I'm holding down the left coast in Santa Monica, California.
What kind of a relationship can that possibly be? Can you guys write the way Elton John and his partner do, Half a World Away?
You know, it's odd. In a way that we've never written a song in the same room, even though we've been doing it comparatively steadily for more than a decade now.
As the lyricist, if I'm starting with the words, I have a blank slate, and it's up to me to sort of dictate the parameters. But when I get a full-fledged melody first, the parameters are already there, and it's kind of fun to write within that box. So both methods are inspiring in different ways. It's a lot of fun.
And is your common frame, you grew up with a house filled with music, and release day for your favorite artist, you'd be front and center looking for that album or 45, whatever it was at the time. Is that the common ground that you were both music fanatics, Don?
I would say, yeah, we're both music fanatics. And because our writing tends to cleave to the American songbook model, we've been having to explain to people that we actually are pop kids, rock and roll kids,
yeah,
but we just happen to have this other layer of interest in the whole generation of music that came before that. But I think maintaining that kind of Sam the Record Man, Door Crasher, special fan perspective on things is the fuel behind the whole enterprise.
All right, let's just see how this works. Jeff, what was your favorite album growing up?
First thing that came to mind may not be accurate, but you had mentioned Elton and Bernie and release day, and I remember pressing my face against the glass for Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy.
There
so that was the first one that came to my head.
And Don?
My short answer to that is always Steely Dan, Asia.
Okay. All right. I just finished talking to Ian Thomas and that layabout, and Mark Jordan about their tracks. I'm kind of confused because there's distance and time here. These tunes that we're playing and enjoying on Just Passing Through, were they in part the stage of success that you just had in New York City, or are they other songs that may end up becoming some sort of stage?
Those songs are not part of the musical that we wrote, a boxing musical that takes place in 1937 called Manhattan, called Seeing Stars. That was part of the New York Musical Theater Festival. I think that's what you're referring to. These are all, so far, one-offs. But we are talking about potentially putting together a song cycle of some kind that would be a stage presentation with a loose storyline, and certainly some of these songs are being considered for that. So very good question.
How did the suggestion method go for which artist would sing which song? For example, Ron Sexsmith.
We had a lot of fun with it, actually, because we were looking at I would say about 50 songs that kind of made the immediate shortlist. And as we zeroed in on the people we really wanted to have on the record, we started narrowing down to, for example, when I first went out to Ron, I sent him three tunes, and I had a very strong feeling that he was gonna choose Any Day Now. We kind of referred to it, going back to the theatrical thing, we kind of referred to it as a casting process. We tried to work really hard to match the singer to the song. And you know, we're hearing a lot of great feedback about the fact that that seems to have worked.
Ron turned out to be a bit of a revelation on that song because when we wrote it 10 years ago or so, it was more of a standard jazz ballad. But as an arranger going into it, I knew that that wouldn't necessarily suit Ron. So we came up with this kind of hybrid jazz, reggae, cowboy groove that is hopefully kind of a one of a kind, but his voice felt very at home, I think, in that atmosphere.
Any day now, I'll be on the town. I'm okay now, I just feel a little down. You went your way, I lost track of mine. I thought surely you'd be back, but still I'm fine. You'd be surprised I am taking it well. Please be advised I am doing just well. Anyway now, I will muddle through. Every day now, I'm a lighter shade of blue. Any day now, I'll be over you. I am taking it well. Please be advised, I am doing just well. Anyway now, I will muddle through. Every day now, I'm a lighter shade of blue. Any day now, I'll be over you.
Guys, I just got to tell you, I went to the Monkey House Facebook page, and the first thing I saw was that the number one album on iTunes in Canada's jazz albums is yours.
Yeah.
Well,
what we found over the last few weeks is that's a fleeting thing, but if you keep track of it, every once in a while you'll glance off the top of the pile, which is great.
I literally, as soon as I unwrapped it, I went, oh, this is good. I hadn't even played it yet. I just went, this is great. And also, I like the fact that you threw in the Monkey House track.
Don is the guy behind Monkey House, so that's great to hear.
Yeah, I'm kind of the ringer on there because everybody else is an outside artist. We just thought it's one of our favorite Bright Up Brothers songs, and a couple of years ago, doesn't mean it doesn't belong in this little collection, so it's the one ringer.
Jeff and Don Bright Up, and it's the Bright Up Brothers Songbook Volume 2, Just Passing Through. We'll post all the information on our website as well. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Good. Good. That's you. Loud and clear. The thank yous are loud and clear. Don, thank you.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Good luck with this.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye now.
I'm standing on the corner, tragedy and vine, a lonely worn out mourner, stumping for the sign. My dog just died, I haven't cried till now. I spent the last GW I could borrow, trying to get to Gotham by tomorrow. I should learn how to drive, but I'm barely alive, and there's only one guy I know with a car. Where's Mantis Evar? He Says I'm shy, we're getting hitched. Your love's a bitch in hell. She says, well, timbers, and I'm the dad as far as she remembers. I should learn how to drive, but I'm barely alive, and there's only one guy I know. Street kids pass.
I'm drinking D&D, I'm smoking down a mic. I hope some screwball start a fight, because I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me. All you pretty little chicks with your belly, I know you feel like I ain't no way. Well, stop what you're doing, baby, come over here. I prove to you, baby, that I ain't no swell, because I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me. Well, all right. It takes a whole lot of loving to make me feel good, but I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me.
I'm ready. Muddy Waters, Fathers and Sons. This is Mulligan Stew in the CKUA Radio Network. A reminder of a couple of things. First of all, fall fundraiser coming around the corner. We'll be talking to you. Myself and Allison Brock. And Dave Ward's going to join us for a couple of segments of Stew. Next week, we're going to talk to Jay Ferguson from Sloan, who have released just an amazing album. It's an album. It's like a vinyl. Think in terms of vinyl. Each one of the four members takes one side of the album, and that's how they recorded this album. It's called Commonwealth, and they're coming to Edmonton and Calgary shortly. Sloan will be on our show next week, Jay Ferguson in particular. This is The Stew. I see Buzz Skaggs is coming our way Monday at the Northern Jube, Tuesday in the Southern Jubilee Auditorium. How many times is he going to come around in your life?
When the moon comes up, the sun goes down, the meanest stars are creeping around. Flame in her blood, fire on her breath, 14 names carved on her chest. She got a rose tattooed on her thigh. Dead man raised inside, dry my young blood wild. Cadillac walk.
through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks so, so pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this time of tip and take that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks so, so pretty. You'll see Amarillo and Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this time of tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on the 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Just vastly superior to a lot of performers because he puts it all out there. His name is John Mayer. Route 66 from the Cars soundtrack. Cadillac Walk, Boz Scaggs from his album Memphis. And that pretty much takes care of everything we ever came to do on this radio network today, October the 4th, the first Saturday of October. And I'll see you next Saturday with Jay Ferguson from Sloan and lots of other goodies. Don't forget, you can always go to mulliganstew.ca, check out our playlist, and some of the raw interviews that we've got posted there as well. This is Mulligan Stew, CKUA.
And I feel nice, my sugar and spice. I feel nice, my sugar and spice. So nice that I got it here. I knew that I would not.